All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we got some tournament stuff to get to. We will. If you want to rap about the Wings, please do. It's all or nothing tonight for me. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you where I'm at. If they lose tonight, it's five in a row. And yes, they earned a point in Florida. And well, they could win the next three. And would it change it? I'll worry about that down the line. I'm officially done bothering with them if they lose tonight. You cannot talk to me about a playoff drive and in the next breath lose five in a row. And I don't want a scoreboard watch anymore. And I don't care about the Caps. I don't care about the Flyers. I don't want to do any of it anymore. I need you at some point to play well consistently. You know what? You didn't play poorly this weekend, even though you lost. Fine. Correct. Back it up with a win tonight.
Yes.
Let's get some juice for Friday night when the Rangers come.
Oh, it'll be a great day, opening day, and then the Rangers are in town. It'd be wonderful. Speaking of opening day.
Yes, I know you're excited.
The Detroit Tigers are 3-0. Granted, don't want to insult anybody, but they basically played the Birmingham Barons with Michael Jordan. The White Sox is just freaking blow. I mean, the pitcher Friday.
Let's go live to White Sox state of affairs.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
The
highlight for the White Sox was that they did a really classy thing and did a whole little tribute to Jason Benetti on the scoreboard. Mm-hmm. That was really nice.
Yes.
So the Tigers win, 3 1-run games. They actually showed some offense in game two.
Yes.
Game one, they win 1-0.
1-0, 3-2, and 7-6.
Yes, exactly.
Noted. What are your overreactions?
My overreactions are that their bullpen is elite. Overreactions. On the negative side.
It's a good thing he said overreactions.
Yes. That's what he said. So we do. The knee-jerk reactions. Also, my overreaction, this time on the negative side, is that I wish Kenta Maeda was back in Minnesota. He was throwing like 87, 88 mile an hour meatballs, and then it was pointed out that that's what he does in April. Oh, great. So you know what? Don't pitch him in April.
Well.
And I was talking about the, and look, Skubal obviously pitched terrific. Jack Flaherty looked really good, like, you know, when Ryan Zimmerman made his first few starts for the Tigers, and then he went down the you-know-what.
Jordan Zimmerman.
That's right. You're right. I'm sorry. My bad.
Who ended up pitching like Ryan Zimmerman.
Towards the end, right. Yeah, he was great for 5 or 6 games. Remember that one year where Shane Green was, like, unbelievable at the beginning, and then he went downhill?
You want my overreaction?
Yeah.
Jason Benetti was your biggest acquisition.
Oh, he was terrific.
I'm not moved by anything they did. While I didn't make fun of Maeda, the Flaherty thing, he just hasn't been good in years. Fine. Do you think you can fix every pitcher like you did Lorenzen? Your business. But the Canna stuff or the Urshela stuff, here's the deal. The biggest acquisition you made is Benetti. Because I can watch a game if I'm not listening on 97.1 The Ticket. Shout out Dan Dickerson.
Yes.
I can watch a game and not want to hurl a brick at my television. Well, so major upgrade.
It's peaceful listening is what it is.
It's professional.
Well, I'm not going to go there, but it's baseball. Baseball is not this intensity that Matt Shepard provided. I think Matt was really good at Michigan basketball. Tiger baseball, I think it was a little too intense for it, for my liking, but he's a good guy. By the way, overreaction, Mark Canha is a pretty good signing. There's your overreaction.
Get out. The exit's right there.
For three games. That's all we're talking about.
We got exits on each side of the aisle and on both wings. Get out.
Come on, AJ Hinch. Thank you, Kid Rock. I could actually send you the actual Kid Rock. I'll do that, Roberto.
You could just play that drop again. I'd be satisfied. Perfect.
Carson.
I'll take that. Can I have that on the board, please, at some point?
Carson Kelly's looks like a decent player. These are overreactions. And Torkelson still can't hit with guys in scoring position early in the season.
The biggest takeaway I had, I thought A.J. Hinch had a really good weekend.
Yes.
You're paid to get the late-inning stuff right, get your matchups right.
Oh, the Ibanez for Parker Meadows was a really good move.
Listen, that's fine. I will just say, A, we talked about this. White Sox, Mets,
right?
A's. Pirates. These are some of the worst teams in baseball. I know the Pirates are off to a little hot start. Good for them. They're still the Pirates. The point is, win your games.
Yes.
I don't care how you win them.
Right.
Win them.
Right.
But if you want my takeaway, this offense is going to be a problem.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. The White Sox, if it weren't for the A's, would be the worst team in baseball.
So there was nothing really that surprised us. The offense
didn't look great.
The pitching was pretty damn good.
And I think you'll end up liking Maeda. Be patient with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, as I said,
Here's the word I use for Maeda. Crafty. There are going to be plenty of days.
Frank Tanana.
The late years.
The Japanese version of Frank Tanana.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think there will be plenty of afternoons. You're not going to be worried about how hard he's throwing. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, wow, he gave me 6 1/3. Hey, he gave me 5 2/3. I think he's an innings eater. I didn't mind signing. It was more, offensively speaking, wow, are there a lot of at-bats.
Yes.
Where I just go, oh, boy.
Now, what's the grand sum of number, like they've been able to, in their budget, so to speak, like sign Jordan Montgomery and instead of both Flaherty and Maeda.
Yeah,
but
Montgomery's got plenty of red flags.
Okay. I'm just asking.
I was okay. There really wasn't a budget.
Yeah.
They didn't spend any money.
Right. But on the same amount of money is what I'm saying.
Oh, sure. If you wanted to play that game, but I'm not. I don't think they should have been in that business.
No.
You know, to Blake Snell business or to Montgomery business. I was fine signing a couple arms because the reality is your young arms are going to be the front of this rotation.
Yes.
We're fine there.
Yeah, they look pretty good in Toledo over the weekend.
It was the bats.
Yes.
It's the bats.
I know. And hopefully, you know, like Kerry Carpenter, he had a pretty good weekend.
Sure. As long as there's not a lefty on the mound, he'll play.
Yes. And here's an overreaction, maybe the negative way. It's just three games. But it was the White Sox. Colt Keith looked a little overmatched at the plate.
Oh, no. The overreactions from Mike stuff.
Yes.
These are just overreactions.
He's calling Colt Keith a bust.
No, this isn't like Otani thing after the first at bat. I said the honeymoon is over, and Evan just keeps bringing that back game after game. You have to let it breathe.
Generally, the way this works with prospects, I'm not going to, unless it is insanely bad. You give them 100 at-bats to even form any kind of opinion. Let me see you over the course of 20 games.
Well, that's what I said. These are knee-jerk overreactions to three games against the Birmingham Barons.
The White Sox are going to be incredibly bad. God. And again, you play them 13 times. I can't ask you to go 13-0, but as close to 11-2 or 10-3 as it gets, win your games.
And you don't want to see anybody get hurt, but the Tigers got a break because Royce Lewis busted up his quad over the weekend, and he is arguably Minnesota's best player, would you say?
Yes. Yes. No, there'd be no argument. Mm-hmm. But just like Buxton, cannot stay healthy.
I know.
You hate to see it. 248-539-9797. David, don't shake your head. Easter's over. Ticket text, please.
Stoney's right. Foley is freaking lights out. 101 with insane movement. Great closer. Not an overreaction, they say.
Actually, I was talking about Shelby Miller, too, as far as the guy I picked up who looked really good.
Yeah. He comped Shelby Miller to Mariano Rivera. It was quite a pre-show.
No, it's Goose.
The Tigers beat Troy Athens. Some fans need to calm down already.
There's a middle ground. We're doing overreactions. Here's the thing. Right. You'd be bitching if they didn't sweep that series.
Right.
Win them ugly, that's fine, but I don't have to buy in until I see this offense on a night-in, night-out basis compete. Some of those at-bats against that garbage, Garrett Crochet. My balls.
He throws hard.
Wow.
Hey, Javi had two hits. Okay.
I'll give you this one. Someone else was texting in saying, I do agree with Stoney. Colt Keith is a bust.
No. Well, you can't call him a bust. He looked overmatched in three games. That's
you need
all.
To stop. You really cannot say overmatched. No. He played three games.
Right, exactly.
You know, Colt Keith's going to he's gonna have an extra base hit tonight.
Good. I hope so.
Because the Mets suck.
Made a good play at the
by the way, you
the
won't
field.
Recognize Sean Manea. Oh. He shaved and got a haircut. Ooh. First time in like four years. Remember how he looked like the Geico caveman the last few years? Manea, clean shaven, clean cut.
God, I wanted the Tigers to sign him. I mean, or trade for him.
Why?
When he's the one who was in Oakland, right? Or am I mixing him?
Yeah, same guy.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty good. At
then San Diego and now the Mets.
Yeah.
Mets are bad, too.
I know.
Again, winless.
You hate the Mets as much as you hate the Jets, by the way?
That's tough because it comes down to
two leagues.
It's despising the fan base. Like, Jet fans know they're losers, so it's different. Met fans actually think they're winners. Met fans like somehow think they're in they dine at the same restaurant as the New York Yankees, and they don't.
Yeah,
well, Jet fans know I'm in fact a born loser.
My friend who you met in Vegas was a huge Met fan all his life, and he just got so sick of the Wilpons that he switched because his son loved Derek Jeter and he became a Yankee fan.
You can't see. No, I don't respect that. That's outrageous. 248-539-9797.
I've always hated the Mets being from Philly. I mean, I hated Tom Seaver, the All-American guy, and I hated him. Sacrilegious, I know, but I don't care.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.